You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros are slowly climbing their way up the American League West Division, even though they have a little bit more to go. They have played much better baseball lately. I'm Allison Twitter, and I'm here with Brian McTaggart to talk about just that. This would be the Brian McTaggart who missed his flight to Boston because the Astros decided to play 16 innings on what we call a getaway day. So, Brian, first of all, were you able to reschedule your flight? And what was the atmosphere in the clubhouse after Marwin went deep to win that game for them?
Yeah, I rescheduled the flight. I'm at Fenway right now, so I basically got delayed 12 hours. But, you know, that's why you try to get there as early as you can in case something like that happens. But, no, the clubhouse was it was a good atmosphere. And, you know, that was a big win just because they went from having a 500 homestand to a winning homestand. They went from losing a series to winning a series. And the fight and battle for 16 innings and lose and then have to come on the road and play a red-hot Boston team that scored 40 runs in their last three games, it would have been kind of deflating. And even A.J. Hinch admitted that afterwards. So that was a big win for a lot of reasons. You know, made the flight a lot better for them, I'm sure. And you know, now they're here with, you know, some good momentum under their belt and a chance to do some damage against not only the Red Sox, but then they go to Chicago. So they have two very, very tough teams awaiting them here. So if it was ever time to start playing great baseball, this is it. I mean, they've played a lot better, but they could still play even better than that, and now would be a good time to do it.
So are there any concerns about the bullpen? I know they have some off days coming up. So is that, I guess that makes it a little bit easier because they really had to stretch that bullpen yesterday in that game, and now they've got some pretty tough competition coming up. But I guess maybe with the off days, that'll help them a little bit?
Yeah, they do. And, you know, they're still carrying 13 pitchers. So, you know, they have the extra arm down there. And they have, you know, Feldman, although he pitched one inning on Wednesday, he's a guy that can go multiple innings. And you know, who knows what's going to happen when McCullers gets activated for tomorrow. There's, you know, that'll be a roster spot decision that's going to be made. But they're going to go with six starters, sort of, for the next couple of weeks. But I don't think the bullpen will be a big problem, especially if they can get through the next day or so pretty easily. That being said, like I said before, I mean, the Red Sox are swinging it as good as anybody right now. So it's going to be a tough challenge. But they need Keuchel to go deep in the game and at least give some of the relievers a blow today.
Right. So A.J. Hinch recently said that they're going to use six pitchers. Maybe I'm just not understanding the difference between using a six-man rotation, which he says he's not doing, and just using six pitchers coming up for the next couple of weeks. So I guess is this like more because they just need to – I mean, it's really a good thing for the team because it means that nobody has worked his way out of the rotation. But with McCullers coming in, they're not ready to boot anybody out. So is this more of like an evaluation time?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, everybody was pitching so well. I think Davinsky was the guy that if he wouldn't have pitched well, they would have bumped him out. But, I mean, he was great. So there was really no one that really deserved to go out. And so it's a six-man rotation, yes. And the way A.J. said is that it's not going to be the same six guys over and over. I mean, Dallas Keuchel is probably going to stay on his normal rest. So guys will have to work around that schedule. I think McHugh will probably stay on his normal rest. So with a couple off days coming up, if they stayed on a strict six-man rotation, you're talking about guys pitching on a week's rest, which isn't ideal. So it's going to be fluid, I think. They have a lot of options right now with starters. This is kind of what they envisioned in the offseason with a lot of options and guys who are pitching well. You know, the starting rotation was a mess in April, but in May it's been very good. So, yeah, I think the first hurdle will be McCullers on Friday night, see how well he does, and then go from there.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about Jose Altuve because I'm to the point now where when I watch him, I'm like, okay, he's been in the league long enough. I think he's in his fifth full season, and he's been awesome for every season. So it's no longer that we can say, well, you know, he's still young in his career. He just turned 26 recently, and so now I think we have to look, okay, he's in his prime years, and he is just like an amazing baseball player. So I've seen several graphics on the local TV broadcast comparing him to Pete Rose, just where they are at age 26, where they have been through 700 games for each. And I love it because really to have a guy come up and be compared to Pete Rose, it has to be a guy that doesn't strike out a lot, doesn't walk a lot, and just gets a lot of hits, is not a home run hitter. So what we're seeing in Jose Altuve, I mean, is really pretty special, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, I think it is, and you're right. We're a good 4 or 5 years into his career now. So you know, this is what he is, and he's still getting better. He's added that little power touch this year, hitting the ball to right field more. But yeah, I saw those charts as well, comparing him to Rose and Robbie Alomar, and then about a week ago, I did some comparisons with Biggio through 697 games for both of them, and Altuve was way ahead of his numbers, and he's about 2 years younger than Biggio was at that time. So he's on, it's early, but he's on a Hall of Fame arc in his career. I mean, if he continues to produce like this for another 6-7 years, he's knocking on the door of being one of the elite guys of all time and putting up some pretty gaudy numbers offensively. And he just got, you know, we've talked about it a lot. He's got great bat control. He plays hard, you know, hitting at the top of the order. He's swinging at good pitches now. You know, when he came up early, he was swinging at everything, and he's growing. I mean, he's 26. He's growing still as a hitter, and it's scary to think that he still might get better. But he's one of the top 3 or 4 hitters in the game right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, just the fact that he's already had 2 200-hit seasons in his first 5 years, and the Astros before him had 1 in their history, and
yeah,
that was Biggio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sacrilegious maybe to say this. I just said this to somebody the other day, that he's, as right now, he's a much better player than Biggio. it's just amazing to see what he could become. And it's mind-boggling to me, if he stays on this pace, that he would hit 3,000. He would get to 3,000 hits in his age 37 season, possibly 38, which is totally attainable.
Totally. And, you know, he's very driven and motivated. And, you know, and I think he's a guy that's going to take care of himself. He's going to get tons of at-bats and tons of opportunities. And like Biggio, who was only hurt that one time when he had the knee injury in 2000. I guess it was 2000.
2000, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, he was healthy his whole career. And so he was able to get a lot of at-bats and plate appearances. I think Altuve will be the same way, and I think he's the kind of guy that, as long as he's playing at a pretty high level, if he has a chance to get some of these landmarks, he's going to go for it. And I think in, you know, 10 years, we'll look at the Astros record books, it's going to be Altuve and up there with Biggio, Berkman, Bagwell, and Cedeno and Cruz and those guys. He's going to be in that kind of elite company, if not sooner.
Okay, now one more question before I let you go. So Carlos Gomez, let's talk a little bit about him. He seems to be getting frustrated, and it was kind of a bummer to hear the fans also seem to be getting frustrated with his at-bats also, which makes it much harder to work out of whatever he needs to work out of. So do you see – he's such a kind of a happy-go-lucky guy. I mean, you see him in the clubhouse on the field during batting practice, and he's smiling. He seems to be having fun. But do you think that the pressure is getting to him a little bit because he's been so – he's had such a bad start to the season?
Yeah, I think it has to be. For all his antics and the flashiness and stuff, I think at the end of the day, he's a baseball player and he wants to compete. And the fact that he's not putting up the kind of numbers he's capable, that bothers him. And I did talk to him about that the other day, and he's like, you know, if people want to criticize me for the way I play, I totally understand it. He knows he has to get better, but you know, he's only played the game one way in his career, and you know, maybe it's a point in his career where he has to make some changes. It'd be hard to believe he's completely lost it just a couple of years after getting some MVP votes. I mean, it's possible, but you know, he's still around 30. He should still be in the prime of his career. So, but the longer we get into the season, and he's hitting 200 and with no home runs, and it's just, you wonder just how much longer can they really go with him. But you know, AJ and Jeff Luna are the same way. They're like, he's got a track record, and it wasn't that long ago. He was one of the top young players in the game. So for now, they're going to keep riding him out. But you know, if we get into June and he's still struggling like this, I think they're going to have to find some alternatives for the outfield.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, thanks, Tags. Appreciate it. Enjoy Boston. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.